Oh, hi. Well, this is Andrea, and we actually had a private session. It was supposed to be my husband's, and he turned over the phone to me right after Mother's Day.
I'm sorry, it was supposed to be with your husband, but he turned it over to you, did you say?
Uh-huh. So we both got surprised, you and I both.
Okay.
His name is Keith, and I was pretty happy after you and I finished talking. And so I ran downstairs, and I said, hey, you know, let's do it, let's go through the tapes again. Let's fly into these coasts and see more for a whole day. I just was really excited. And his response was, oh, you're just suggesting that so that I would pay for it. Every time we make a little bit of progress, he shuts down and runs. And, of course, there's a mistress involved. This has been going on. I've been working hard at this for 2 years. With your program for about 6 months, he started at first. I joined with a duo. It got done. I signed up again, and I'm going Lone Ranger now.
Hold on one second. Andrew, let's start with your question.
When do you throw in the towel?
Got it. Okay. Very good. So, right, that's a good question. It's a common question. And here's what I would suggest. And the reason I apologize for jumping in and saying what's your question, but, you know, depending on the question, that really determines the kind of background information I need, if at all, any. With this question, by the way, which I know many of you are asking, I don't need any background information. It makes absolutely no difference whatsoever what you're dealing with. My answer to this question is the same for everybody, and I'll explain why. I think that a person is responsible for putting in a Herculean effort to try to save their marriage for at least a year before they consider other options, before they consider exiting. Now, please continue to listen carefully, because for whatever reason, when it comes to this question, I am often misquoted. People will say, Mort says to give it a year, but that's only a partial answer. That's not actually an accurate answer. That's not what Mort says. Mort says to give it a year of a Herculean effort. It's that second part that people tend to leave out, which is ironic because it's the most important part. In fact, sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, you know, Mort, you say to give it a year. I've been given this 5 years. 5 years? Really? Tell me, what's been going on for 5 years? And they describe to me what's been going on for 5 years, for 2 years, for 6 months, whatever the case may be. And after hearing about what's going on and how they've responded to it, I have to explain to them, you haven't even been given it a shot for one day yet, because you're not doing the right things. You know, we live in a very Calvinistic society where work ethic is highly valued. Okay, I value work ethic as much as the next guy. I'm impressed with somebody who's willing to put forth effort as much as the next guy. But it's not just time and effort that is meaningful. It's wisdom. You have to not only be working, you've got to be working smart. If you're not responding to your circumstances in an intelligent way that has the chance to be effective, then you're really wasting your time, or I should say, that time doesn't get counted towards that year that I'm referring to. So let me be more specific. What does it mean to give a Herculean effort? What does it mean that the time should be smart time, intelligent effort? I think that a person is responsible during the course of that year for meeting two criteria simultaneously. The first criteria is that they take responsibility. This, by the way, is one of the reasons why I really don't need much background on the situation. Because the background that people tend to give is, they will tell me what their husband is doing. They'll tell me what their spouse is doing, what their wife is doing. You know, they'll tell me sort of the circumstances around them, the affair that's going on, the emotional affair, the financial betrayal, the neglect, whatever the case may be. And while I am sure all of that is true, what Andrea is describing, I have no doubt it's true, and whatever you would tell me, about the sins of your husband or wife. I am sure it's true. Nonetheless, I've never seen a situation where there's not dual responsibility. And so the first criteria is you have to take responsibility. How did you contribute to the demise of your marriage? What is your fixing? I know you could confess your husband or wife's sins, but what about yours? What about what you did wrong? Because I guarantee you, your spouse is not planning to exit the marriage or having an affair or frustrated with you. I guarantee you they're not saying, oh, it's all my fault. I blew it. I'm a terrible husband or wife. I fail at this. No, they're not saying that. They're pointing the finger at you, just like you're pointing the finger at them. And it's not very productive, but that's the way it goes, and I'm sure they're right too. So you've got to take responsibility, begin to work on your fixing, be deeply introspective and understand what are your patterns of behavior, how are they contributing to the demise of the marriage, and really begin to work on changing the things about yourself that could make a difference in your situation. The day you begin to do that, that's the day you begin to meet that first criteria. The second criteria is that you learn and employ great marital habits. Aristotle said, excellence is not an act, it's a habit. And it's really true, whether we're talking about our tennis game, our profession, or our marriage. Our level of competency is a function of our habits. If we have good habits, we'll be good at it. If we don't have good habits, we won't be good at it. And so the question is, what are the great habits of a husband, great habits of a wife? The day you really begin to understand that, and employ that into your situation. That was key. And employ it. Right? Why am I emphasizing that? Because this is not college. This is not school. You get no points for learning the material. The only reason I'm teaching you all of this is so you can do it. If you're not doing it, then it's not going to make a difference. And so it's not just about learning it, it's employing the principles and practices in your situation, which everybody can do to some degree, and we're going to spend more time talking about how to do that, particularly in the most difficult situations. But so those are the two criteria, and I think a person is responsible for meeting those two criteria simultaneously before they even dream of other alternatives, giving up, moving out, divorce, whatever the case may be. I think anything less than that is irresponsible. And I think you can't go wrong by giving that effort. My experience is, for the people that really take that seriously, most of them succeed to turn their marriage around. But even if you don't, what you will have learned and the way you will have grown in that time, in retrospect, will turn out to be one of the most valuable time periods in your life. And not only that, but you'll be able to go on with a clear conscience, knowing that you did everything you could, that you took full responsibility, and that if things did fail, they didn't fail because you didn't try. And that means something. That's really worth something. So try for at least a year. And what I mean by try, make sure you're meeting two criteria simultaneously. Number one, you're taking responsibility and working on your fixing. Number two, that you are learning and employing great marital habits. Oh, by the way, one more quick point. What are those great marital habits? The whole program is an answer to that question. Like, that's where you really get all the detail that goes sort of underneath that second criteria.